Please pray with me. Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always pleasing in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Reverend Dr. Leslie Stewart. I am so happy to be here with you all on this very joyful day. It is not very often we get the joy of All Saints Day that coincides with, you know, the day that we turn in our pledge cards, the day that we get to give back to God, the day we get to join together in our communion of saints here today. When I was a child, my grandmother had a garden behind her little white house, and it wasn't fancy, just rows of tomatoes, beans, and marigolds, but it was sacred ground to her. And every spring, she would kneel in the dirt, humming hymns as she planted. And every fall, she would gather the harvest with joy, always saving the seeds for next year. One day, I asked her why she kept planting marigolds, and she said, because my mother did, and her mother before her, and it's how I remember them. Years later, after she passed, I found a box in her attic labeled For the Garden, and inside were envelopes and envelopes of seeds, each marked with a name: Mama's Beans, Ruth's Tomatoes, Papa's Sunflowers. And it was her way of passing on what mattered, not just vegetables, but memory and love and faith. I planted those seeds in my own yard, and when they bloomed, not only did I have to fight off the rabbits, which is an endless, constant struggle, but I didn't just see flowers. I saw saints. I saw an inheritance, and I saw the communion of generations. All Saints Day is a part of a three-day celebration in the church that we know as the Triduum of All Hallowtide. October 31st, All Hallows Eve, a night of vigil and preparation, we remember the thin veil between heaven and earth. And then November 1st is actually All Saints Day, a joyful feast honoring all the saints, known and unknown, who now dwell in glory. That is the church triumphant. And then today, although we're doing the All Saints thing today, but today, technically, November 2nd would be All Souls Day. It's a solemn day of prayer for all the faithful departed, that they may rest in peace and rise in glory. Those who have died, but really it's a day, how I like to think about it, that we remember that we are all still on the journey. We are the church expectant. We are awaiting resurrection. And together, these days remind us that we are part of a living story, rooted in memory and blooming in mission and stretching toward eternity. Today, we join that great cloud of witnesses in celebrating All Saints Day, a feast of memory and mission. We remember those who have gone before us in faith, not as distant heroes, but as part of our spiritual family. Paul reminds us in Ephesians that we have received an inheritance, and that inheritance is not just personal salvation, although our Western minds love to read everything in the Bible as if it's just aimed at us. But usually, when you encounter the word you, it is a communal address. This is a communal address. It is the church. It is the saints. It is the mission of God passed from generation to generation. And so why do we celebrate? Because we are part of something eternal. Because we belong to a story that began before the foundation of the world and continues through to us today. And because we are stewards, not owners, of this sacred inheritance. Ephesians 1 was the very first Bible study that I did when I planted a church. It is a letter to the church in Ephesus about how to be the church, And I thought, what a great way to start my church plant. And it's also, if you haven't read it from beginning to end, the little chapters are so short. We called it our no-study Bible study. You could just show up, we read it together, and then we just kind of discussed it. It's really easy to do. I like that approach, actually. Ephesians 1, Paul's words are a hymn of hope and identity. And it highlights really four truths. If you ever wonder where you are in this world as it changes so rapidly, we can hold on firmly to our faith and remember who we are today among the saints. We are chosen, first of all. We are chosen, not randomly, but according to the plan of Him who works out everything. You are not an accident. Your church is not an accident. And this moment in your life is not an accident. Secondly, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. God's presence is not just with us, it is within us. The Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance. Third, we are enlightened. Paul prays that the eyes of our hearts may be opened to see the hope to which He has called you. And I'm telling you, saints, the world needs us to be pointing out that hope. We know, we have it. If you've been a saint for a while, and I don't know, you look like pretty seasoned saints, I'm just saying. If you've been a saint for a while, then you know how the cycles go, right? There's always tumult. There are always things that are seemingly bringing life as we know it to an end. But we know the God who is the beginning and the end. We know that after every death, there is resurrection. We live these cycles over and over in our life. And so you know you are dealing with a seasoned saint when they aren't too shaken, when the world starts to tremble, because they know that this too is just part of the journey, and the Lord knows. And finally, we know from this text that we are empowered. The same power that hovered over the waters in the beginning of the creation in that garden, the same power that strengthened my grandmother from being a sharecropper to like building their own house out of wood with outdoor plumbing to then the fancy brick house. That's how you knew we were fancy when they got to that stage in life with indoor plumbing. That's the same power that is at work in us. And it's not poetic when I say that, it's practical. It means that we can live boldly, we can give generously, and we can serve joyfully, no matter what is happening in the world. This is where stewardship comes in. Stewardship is not just about money, it is about mission. It's about saying to God, God, everything that I have is yours. Use it. Use it. Because with the eyes of my heart enlightened, I know what matters and what counts. And so much of what comes at us in life is just so trivial and passing. Your church has just agreed to support a church plant. And that is not just generous. I'm telling you, that is a prophetic act. That is a word of hope in this world. It is saying that we believe the inheritance of the saints is meant to grow. You're not just keeping the lights on here like so many churches do. Instead, St. Stephen's is lighting new lamps. How do we live this out? With gratitude. And we give because we have first received from the saints that came before us. And we live it with vision. We invest in what lasts, in the people, in the community, and in the gospel. And we live it with courage, because planting a church is risky, and stewardship is risky. But I'll tell you this, that resurrection is more powerful, and it wins. Now is the time to remember who we are. If you didn't have enough time before the service, there is a long and boring bio of me in your service bulletin. And it says a lot about my education and all the places that I went to school and the degrees that I got and stuff like that. But I'll tell you who I am. Not only did my grandmother, Ruth, not only had that garden in the back, they were sharecroppers. And even though we had the farm, the big farm eventually, my grandmother kept 1 acre for herself across the road. And she would go over there and go for walks, knowing that this was hers, this was her acre. And she would take me for walks over there too. And she taught me to take care of myself, even amid community. Because when we share, we all have enough. And she wanted to make sure that no matter what happened, there was a backup plan. We would always have something to share. And I am the daughter of Ruth Ann. And that little lady was a spitfire. What can I tell you about her? She also kept a garden. And I remember when she was dying of brain cancer, I went for walks around that garden. And I thought about all the seeds that I could collect there because I wouldn't be coming back to that land. This week, remember who you are and whose you are and all the saints that have passed on their faith to you. When we give, it is not just financially. What we do know about love, if we are seasoned saints, is that love needs an object. We need to aim it at something. It's almost unsettling for us to just sit there with all that love and no one to give it to. And I know that you know what I mean. Just walking into your narthex are all these different, it's the first thing I can see about you. There's all these different places and ways to give. And you also know that love has many currencies. Whether that is a shirt for a school child, whether that is food, whether that is phone calls that you make to free those who are imprisoned, or whether that is giving in a capital campaign to expand these walls so we can bring more people in. Love has many currencies. And also this week, remember to rejoice, because the saints are not just in stained glass. They are in this room. They are in the church plant that you are supporting. They are in the children that you are teaching, that are running these halls now. They are in the neighbors that you are loving in your community, and they are in the prayers that you are lifting. You are part of the inheritance. You are part of the mission. You are the great saints that they will tell tales about. You are part of the joy. May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And may you know the hope to which you are called. May you live as saints. May you give as stewards. And may you rejoice in the power that raised Christ from the dead and is now raising up this church through you. May the Lord bless what you are planting. Amen.
Amen.